Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the fourth installment of Halachos of Mezuzah, continuing to talk about what type of entrances are obligated in mezuzah. There's an interesting question that has definitely been posed to me before. Sometimes you have constructs of houses where you have a number of doorways into one room, and they're all real doorways and they're all real entrances. So how many mezuzahs do I have to put up? So the real halach is you have to put up a mezuzah for each entrance. So that's an interesting thing. Now, let's say I normally don't use an entrance. Let's say there are three doors from my living room into my porch, for example. I don't know. There are three doors from my porch into my backyard. I once visited a house like this. And I'm telling you, I only use this one door in the middle. I don't use the other two doors. Is it still obligated to mezuzah? And the answer is yes, because it is an entrance in the house. So is there anything one can do? So one can, it might sound a little bit extreme, but one can bar entry through this doorway. In other words, one can put up like some kind of board or something through the middle of the door so that it's not feasible to use as a doorway anymore. But really absent that, the standard practice is to put mezuzos up. Now, what is an exception to the rule is if it's a doorway that's exclusively for aesthetic purposes. Whatever the person designing the house thought it looked nice to have a doorway here, it's not functional. You don't use it to go in and out. It's clear that the function of this doorway is purely for aesthetic purposes. That would be exempt from mezuzah. This might make a little more sense later in the series, but sometimes you could have something that would technically be obligated in mezuzah, but the real function of the mashkof, the real function of what seems to be the lintel, is actually to be a support beam within the house. It could very well be that that's also exempt from mezuzah, but that's a discussion. Another case where one is exempt from a mezuzah is, at least according to some poskim, if you cannot enter the building through that doorway and you can only exit through that doorway. A very good example of that is emergency exits, so that there's not even a way to enter. If you think for a moment, those familiar with Young Yisrael Shomer Muna, our shul, there are two doors in the sanctuary that I've been asked so many times over the years, why is there not a mezuzah there? And the answer is, you can't gain entry from the outside. You can only walk into the sanctuary and go out of the sanctuary through those doors, but you can't stand on the outside and get in through those doors. And we know, of course, that the primary nature of the obligation of mezuzah is on your right as you come in, derech biyascha, as you're entering. And since it's as you're entering, that's the nature of the obligation of mezuzah. So if there's a doorway through which you cannot enter, you're exempt from mezuzah. So that's also an interesting thing. So the bottom line is, if it's a functional entrance, you're obligated. It doesn't matter if you use it a lot or not. If it's really not functional, it's really only there for aesthetic purposes or some other purpose, and there's a specific reason why it exists other than entry, and you're not using it for entry, then it could be argued that you're exempt. If it's something in between, or if it clearly is for entry and you don't want to put up a mezuzah, you would need to bar access in some way. And finally, if it's something that you can only exit but you can't enter, that would seem to be exempt from mezuzah. Now, just to go on to a new subject, when is someone obligated in putting mezuzahs up in their home? And I'm looking at the clock, and this is actually probably a good place to stop. So we'll hold here, but I'll just with one caveat. There's a common misconception that I only need to have a mezuzah up if I'm living there, and that is not correct. If I've been living in a house, and I leave the house, and I don't have someone else moving in, and I'm just holding on to the house for now, then really I would be obligated to keep my mezuzahs up. Maybe we'll speak about that later in the series. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.